I always like to let the bumper music build a little bit. It's kind of my thing. It's not just my thing. Other people do it too. You're listening to Sports Saturday, Sports Radio 810 WHB on an overcast Saturday morning across Kansas City in the Midwest. I think the rain has stopped for now. If we're supposed to get any more later or not.
Yeah. Gary Lezak called the back door line. He said, no rain for the rest of the day.
Really?
I was just
okay.
Just
I know.
Yeah.
He wouldn't call.
Yeah,
he does not care.
No.
He listens to the Border Patrol. And,
yep.
You know, he's on the Border Patrol. I would seriously doubt Gary Lezak is listening to us on a Saturday morning. He's got more important things to do. In the spirit of Lent, he's got bigger fish to fry.
Good one. Good
hey,
one right there.
That's for all the Catholics out there. Oh. Man, I think everybody. You went to Aquinas, right?
Yep,
I went to Rockhurst. St. John went to Pius. Nate Buchady went to Bishop Ward. Jake Gutierrez went to St. Thomas Aquinas.
Yep.
So yeah, got all the big dogs.
All the big dogs.
Well, I'm a little dog.
We're just little guys.
We're the weekend dogs. That's all right. Just a couple of quick headlines, and then we'll kind of wrap up what we talked about with Matt Galloway, and also Bruce. I appreciate you holding on to the break. I'm going to get to your call, but just a couple of quick hits. In case you missed any part of the show, if you're not dialed in for the entire 3 hours, I get it. Chiefs news today, Carlos Hyde, Jaguars running back, is reportedly in town to visit with the Chiefs today. Don't know if that'll be a full workout or just a physical, but there's some interest there. I don't think that the Jaguars haven't made the cut official yet, but they've given him permission to do the free agent tour to see.
At least when I read it on my report,
okay,
it said
that official.
The Jaguars cut him.
Okay. So Carlos Hyde visiting with the Chiefs today. Maybe we'll get an announcement by the end of the day today. I know teams would rather hold the news till Monday to get, you know, into the news cycle.
What would be your cap on it? I'm thinking like a 1 year, four to five, maybe.
3 to 4.
Yeah.
Yeah. 1 year, $3 to $4 million.
Yeah.
Sounds about right. Maybe 4 to 5, I guess. Because this will be he's been in the league 4 years now.
Yep, and running backs are only depreciating,
right?
As we said, they're like a car coming off the lot.
Yeah, paid $30,000 for your car there, it's now worth $10,000. So Carlos Hyde visiting with the Chiefs today. Also, the Chiefs are hosting the Regional Combine, and that is for players coming out of college who were not invited to the Combine in Indianapolis. They can get in front of some teams on a more regional basis to see if there's, you know, players teams want to kick the tires on for late round draft picks or undrafted free agents. So that's going on today. Also, Ian Rapoport at Rap Sheet reporting that the Chiefs are getting interest in D Ford from two teams, the 49ers and the Packers. Good stuff there. If you want to know all the draft picks the 49ers and Packers have, go to at Jacobs71. That's at Jacobs71. Our good friend Nick Jacobs from 41 Action News has posted all of the draft picks for those two teams, and you can get a good look at that. All right, my name is Brad Porter. Chris Bolig is running the show. Bruce was kind enough to hold through the break at the top of the hour there. Bruce, you're on Sports Saturday, Sports Radio 810 WHB. What's up?
Yeah, I want to talk about Bill Self. But first of all, you brought up the Border Patrol, and I know they laugh at the listeners. They refuse to take calls. They forgot the listener. You know,
okay, thanks, Bruce. Yeah, we're doing that again. We're back to that. I think that was the same guy from earlier. I don't know. I'm not doing that today. If you've got a problem with somebody else, it's not me. I can't help you. It's not.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't really. Doesn't bother me. I listen to Stephen and Nate every day. So you can either listen or not listen. It's your choice. I think that was the same guy from last hour.
Yeah, maybe.
That's all right. And probably a reason that some shows don't take a lot of calls. Stuff like look, it's their show. They do what they want. I don't care. I'm not going to tell anybody how to do a show. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, I mean,
it is what it is. You can listen or not listen. It's a real easy choice. It's like Twitter trolls. Oh, you're an idiot. And look, I love following Jeff Schwartz, former offensive lineman. His brother is Mitchell Schwartz, plays for the Chiefs. But Jeff Schwartz on Twitter is great. He does breakdowns and analysis and all that kind of stuff. But people troll him constantly. And he's like, are you kidding me? You went out of your way to troll me? Then just don't follow if you think I'm an idiot. It's okay. I'm fine with that. I'm talking about Jeff Schwartz here. Not me. I would like to get as many followers as I can at Brad K. Porter. So that kind of threw us off. Again, congratulations Nice job. Good effort. College basketball. We were speaking with Matt Galloway, and the final day of the Big 12 regular season today. And we have KU and Baylor at 1 o'clock here on Sports Radio 810 WHB. We have K-State and Texas Tech vying for the regular season conference championship. And just to update you, that North Carolina-Duke game that's been promoted every commercial break on ESPN during the week, Zion Williamson is out. What are the odds Zion Williamson plays another game for Duke? I don't think he's going to play another game for Duke. I think it's 10% at best. I think they hold off long enough for the NCAA tournament committee to at least have a question mark about Zion Williamson, get their seed, and then just go into the big dance. I don't think he plays another game, but that's okay. There was a story, and I just had it, and my phone just died a second ago. I'm going to try to look it up real quick. There's more coaching suspensions that have come out. We already know about the LSU coach suspended indefinitely. And there are a couple of more coaches now that are being put on notice, and the two schools affected here.
TCU also, I think one of their assistant coaches is suspended because he's linked to a bribery probe, I believe.
Okay.
What I saw yesterday, but I'm sure there's others as well.
Well, the one I was looking at, my phone keeps shutting down. I got an iPhone that's probably 4 years old.
That's a problem.
And it's doing that thing. They want you to buy the new one, and I'm firmly convinced that they load in software on you, and it forces your phone to shut down enough to where it bothers you, and you can't, you have to go buy a new phone. So there's an assistant at Creighton, I believe, is suspended. Now, Mike Gottfried is being tied to these illegal payments. He's the former coach at North Carolina State. So more names are coming out. This is not over by a long shot. The FBI has their teeth into things. The NCAA is involved. There's more that will come out. They'll have more. I don't know. I'm suspecting they have more tapes. I'm suspecting they're getting more testimony, more people to turn state's evidence. They'll be.
I mean, let's just be honest. It's happening all over college basketball, and it has been happening for, you know, longer than, like since UCLA with John Wooden and, you know, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and others as well.
So at Creighton, they placed assistant men's basketball coach Preston Murphy on leave. They did that last night. So they fully intend, the AD there, Bruce Rasmussen, said, "We fully intend to cooperate with authorities." So he's tied up in the Adidas thing. And what the indictment says, it appears to have evidence linking the Creighton assistant to a cash bribe in Las Vegas. They claim that they took $6,000 cash from Christian Dawkins, who's who wanted to be a sports agent. I think he's going to get banned for that. So there's more names, more suspensions coming out about this. I really didn't want to go down that road today, but it's new news, so you got to do it. I just wonder how far the FBI goes, because this is, right now it's only Adidas. But Nike, Under Arm.
I mean, basically any school that, and yes, most schools are, that are affiliated with, you know, right, one of the shoe companies.
Right. And Creighton was the weird one, because they were in on the kid who ended up not going there, but they were in on a big-time recruit, and it's like, how is Creighton involved in this? The player that's kind of out of their league a little bit.
Yeah, and I mean, even with LSU, it's, you know, they're like, why is LSU all of a sudden so good? Or, you know, and, you know, NC State getting Dennis Smith Jr., who is, you know, a lottery pick, or, you know, some of the, I mean, granted, NC State is more of a basketball school than an LSU even, but LSU had Ben Simmons and some other big time players. So I don't know. We'll see how far this FBI probe goes, but I think you're going to see, I mean, Zion Williamson, Duke got the top three players.
Yes.
And if you're telling me that they just wanted to go to Duke to play just because it's Duke, you're lying. You're ignorant to the fact that there was definitely something going on under the table.
And what did Mike Krzyzewski say a couple of months ago? It's all small potatoes. It's no big deal.
Yeah, investigations. I don't know. It's frustrating.
I really wanted to spend more time talking about the games today, so I will go back to that. As we talked with Matt Galloway the last hour, we were talking about motivations for today's game against Baylor for the Jayhawks, their motivation for the Big 12 tournament. It looks like they're going to be either a 3 or a 4 seed when the brackets come out. But as Matt said, I thought Matt brought up a good point, that there are regions that are close to Kansas where they can end up and make it an easier ride for their fans. And I don't know if the players, I don't know if that's a factor with the players, but it's just something I'm sure Bill Self thinks about because he wants to pack whatever arena he's in full of Kansas fans. All right, since we are short this hour, we're only going to 11:30 before we hand it off to the KU Network pregame show. We're going to take a quick timeout. This will be our final timeout, and then we'll come back and wrap things up. You're listening to Sports Saturday, and we'll try to get back on track. My name is Brad Porter. Chris Bolig is running the show, and you're on Sports Radio 810 WHB. Welcome back to Sports Saturday, Sports Radio 810 WHB, Kansas City and across the Midwest. Overcast. I see a couple of patches. A patch of blue over there? Out to the south, maybe? Maybe it's just more gray clouds. I don't know. Just a few minutes left before we hand it off to the KU Network pregame show as they take you up to Kansas and Baylor at 1 o'clock. That's all live here on Sports Radio 810 WHB. My name is Brad Porter. Chris Bolig is running the show. Chris, what is our out time? I shouldn't have asked you that on the air. I should have asked you during the commercial break.
I think we got about 24.
Okay. All right. Let's take a quick phone call here. We haven't had any luck today, but we'll try it again. Ted, you're up on Sports Saturday. What's up?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call.
Sure.
Hey, just a comment on the crate situation. I don't think McDermott is out of the woods on that. I read where they've got 9 phone calls between McDermott's number from Dawkins in the FBI indictment. So I think, yep. I think he's in trouble. Don't you guys feel when's the hammer going to come down on Kansas? I mean, we talk about Duke getting the top 3 players in the country, but there's been a lot of smoke around the Kansas program too, and I think the hammer's going to come down on them.
Well, it's you know, and Ted, I appreciate your phone call. I'll answer here. We just have a couple of minutes left. Look. The FBI moves at their own pace. The NCAA moves at their own pace. I think in particular, in the case of Will Wade at LSU, I mean, the tape got out. You can go listen to the tape. You can find it online. LSU went to Will Wade and wanted to talk to him about it, and he wouldn't talk about it. They wanted to get the story straight, figure out what's happening, and Will Wade did not want to talk about it with school officials. And the school says, we're going to put you on suspension. We don't know what's going on here. We don't know exactly what the FBI is going to run with, but you're on a tape. Some of these other coaches have been on tapes. So I don't know. If you're asking me to predict when there's 2 things at work here. If you're asking me to predict when FBI indictments will come down, I don't know. If you're asking me to predict when the NCAA will move forward and issue either suspensions or punishments? I don't know. And it's a matter of evidence. It can't be, I suppose you can have enough circumstantial evidence, but you got to have some pretty good evidence. I don't know. It'll all come out. It's all going to come out. If you're a KU fan, should you be worried? Yes. If you're an anti-KU fan, should you be delighted? I don't think so. I don't relish any other school's demise. And look, I didn't go to KU. I didn't go to MU. I didn't go to K-State. I went to UMKC. I would be happy if we got involved in this somehow. It just shows we're trying. I'm being sarcastic for my friends at UMKC. But yeah,
it'd create a lot of buzz for the ruse.
It would.
Be great for their program.
Show they're trying. Not that they're not trying. I like Kareem Richardson. I like their team. Yeah, it'll all come out. And then if you think it's just the Adidas schools, no. Nike will get, they'll get into Nike. They'll get into Under Armour if they feel it's necessary. I never hear anything about Under Armour, though. But if it's going on in one company, it's probably going on in all the big companies. That's how you do it. So anyway, back to on-court stuff, the fun stuff. I'll be excited today. I like when the slate of games lines up with a little space, especially the important games. Like a couple of weeks ago, we had like a, I don't know, it was last week, was it? We had like KU at 11, you had Texas Tech at 1 or 2 or 3.
Yeah, wrecked TCU.
And then K-State finished up the night at like 7, so I like when it sets up like that. Today, I don't like when they put two games I want to watch at the same time on. And today we've have that. We
you just got to adapt though. You just got to get two TVs. Yeah. You got to get a laptop. You got to have the setup.
When I get a full time job, I'll make sure to do
true,
that.
True.
So I'm gonna be watching Texas Tech and Iowa State at 1, and also Baylor and Kansas at 1. You got to keep up with the local teams. You want to see if Kansas gets up for the game after getting the hammer dropped on them against Oklahoma, and then you want to see if Texas Tech, what happens to them as they're racing for either a share or an outright Big 12 championship. And we won't know after the Texas Tech game. We still won't know. Win or lose. So then you wait. That game will be over. Those games will be over about 3:30-ish. Take a little break. Get a late lunch. And then you're back at it at 5 o'clock for Oklahoma at K-State.
It's going to be another great day of college basketball.
Yeah. I think the Oklahoma K-State game, if I had to pick the best matchup of the day for what means the most for the Big 12 and a local interest, Oklahoma K-State's number one, because Oklahoma's won 4 of 5. They just hammered KU, and the game is in Manhattan. So for me, that's the game.
That is the game. I agree. I mean, Texas Tech and Iowa State will also, I think it's going to be closer than people think, just because it is in Hilton. Texas Tech has to travel a long way, maybe feeling a little bit of that pressure to, share the title or win it outright, depending on what K-State does. And I think they've probably been hearing the buzz that, hey, Oklahoma, like the K-State, like they have the seniors are playing at home. Like, I feel like all the pressure they might feel is on themselves. Like, because I think most of the media has been putting the pressure on Texas Tech in this last game going into, Hilton, even though, Iowa State hasn't been great, they always have the potential to go off and have a great game.
Mm-hmm. And most of the games in the Big 12 today have meaning for the individual schools. TCU and Texas on right now. Can Texas find a way to sneak in? TCU is probably into the tournament. I think 18 wins, maybe.
They're the first four out. Said is they have to win against Texas today, and they probably have to win one or two in the Big 12 tournament.
Okay,
so that's where I'm capping it.
All right,
so you have to get to 20 or 21 wins, in my opinion.
Okay, so TCU and Texas both have motivations to win today. Those are both big games for them. The nightcap tonight at 3 o'clock, well, that's not the nightcap. K-State's at 5 o'clock. But the mid-afternoon game is a turd. West Virginia to Oklahoma State. Oh, barf.
What are you talking about? I'm pretty pumped for that one.
No.
Pretty pumped.
There's one person in town who has an interest in that game.
Mick?
Mick Schaefer, 41 Action News.
It's going to be a barn burner.
In fact, that game's on ESPN News. It's so low on the list of games.
Yeah,
that
check
are
your cable provider and your package and make sure you get that ESPN News.
Will either team, West Virginia or Oklahoma State, will either team break 60 points?
I actually think I think Oklahoma State has more potential to break 60 than West Virginia of the two teams.
Right.
But I think it will be between 60 and 70.
West Virginia scored in the 40s this year.
Yeah, I mean, their offense is just horrible. It's putrid.
And they've kicked two guys off the team. They've lost guys.
Yeah, who hasn't this year in the Big right. 12, though? It's been pretty crazy.
Yeah. So we are getting ready to hand it off. Final minute of the show. We're going to hand you off to the KU Network pregame show, and then it's Baylor at Kansas at 1 o'clock. We want to thank our guest today. Good guest lineup once again. We had Matt Verderam from fansided.com talking Chiefs in the National Football League. Once again, Carlos Hyde, running back, reportedly in Kansas City today to talk with the Chiefs, maybe get a physical. And Ian Rappaport reporting that the Chiefs are getting interest on Dee Ford from the 49ers and the Packers. So we'll see if there's any movement there. So thanks to Matt Verderam. Thanks to Matt Galloway, CJOnline.com, who covers all of Kansas athletics. He just joined us as well. That's going to do it for us here on Sports Saturday. My name is Brad Porter. Thank you for listening. You can follow me on Twitter, at Brad K. Porter. Chris Bohlig, thanks to you, too, for setting everything up. You can follow him at Chris_Bohlig. And you're listening to Sports Radio 810 WHB. Have a great day listening to college basketball.